Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the Heart of a Youth Leader podcast, a weekly podcast to encourage you and inspire you in your work with young people and children in your church and those outside. How important it is for us to be thinking not just about those within the church itself, but also those in the community that we can reach out to with the good news of Jesus. Hope this inspires you. I hope it is something useful. If it is, please do share it with those you lead with so that it can inspire them as well. Just to say, if you watch this when they go live each week on a Monday morning, I'm not going to do one next week because it's half term. I'm going to have a break. And I've realised that people often have breaks, which is good. And then you try and catch up with what you've missed, or you just pass over. So if you're not taking time off next week, one, I'm really sorry, and I hope you've got time coming soon. But also, secondly, maybe find an episode that you've not listened to since over this past year. I've been doing them every week since the beginning of January, and this will be the first break that I have and don't record a podcast for you. So there's plenty of episodes to catch up on. And then we'll be back with the next episode on the 1st of November. I want to think with you today about the difference between community and family. And we often talk about being worshipping communities and gatherings and that we have a community of believers and a community in our youth group, which is all great and wonderful. And I don't disagree with it, but I wonder if God would prefer us to think about being family. And there's a slight difference between the two. And I want you to think about your youth work and your children's work. And what does it mean to be family in those things rather than community? Because there's an encounter with Jesus that Matthew records at the end of chapter 12, starting in verse 46, which says this: while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Now, I don't think Jesus is saying these people are not my family, but he's making the point that the disciples and all those people around who are listening are also part of his family, because God's family is not limited to our physical family, our nature family, if you like, our biological family. Actually, God's family is massive and it's inclusive of everybody who does the will of God. We get adopted into his family, don't we? And it's an amazing thing. But I'm like, well, why does Jesus say this? Why doesn't he not say we're just, you know, we're the community and my family's part of the community of God? And I think it's because, as I've said in previous episodes, that actually God created us out of an overflowing, loving relationship with the Son. You know, that the Son loved the Father and the Father loved the Son by the Holy Spirit. That they created us in his image as an overflow of love. And we are created out of an overflow of love. And it's like the family grows that way. You know, that's how family is made, is by creating new life and growing. And family is what reflects the Trinity. And I wonder what the difference between family and community is. And I wonder if community is centered around an interest, whereas family is centered around commitment to each other. You know, you can have the golfing community or the footballing community or a political party community. And if you disagree with each other, you can just leave that community and find another one. Or if you start to realize you don't actually show much interest in what the thing you were meeting for, the thing you had in common, the golf or the football, you just go and find a new community. Whereas we shouldn't be able to do that with family. Family should be committed to each other. And I wonder if Jesus was saying, whoever does the will of God is committed to each other. And we need to be there for each other, no matter what. I also wonder if Jesus is saying, there's no hierarchical structure to this. There's no one more important. There's not the chairman of the club and the cleaners of the club. Actually, it's just brothers and sisters together. And it makes me wonder, if that is the case, what would the difference in our churches be like if we were brothers and sisters rather than joint members of a club or community? And what does that look like in our youth work, in our children's work? And I think it means that we are valuing and honouring everybody the same. We're showing respect to the young person who arrives for the first time, just as much as we're showing respect to the leader who's been there the longest, or if the vicar walks in, or whoever may be seen as an important person in your church. Actually, we should be showing them the same respect and honouring them. And I think that being in a family relationship, the family of God, it means that actually I'm here for you no matter what. I'm not going to give up on you just because you upset me. I'm not going to pretend you don't exist. I'm going to be here for you, and I'm going to help you throughout whatever you're going through. You know, families have arguments, families fall out, but a healthy family works through those things. And I believe the family of God should be a healthy example of family, because that's what we're made in the image of. God is a relational God, the family in the unity of the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we get to join in with that celebration of dependency on each other, on interdependency, because I depend on you as you depend on me. Wonder what that makes, how that makes a difference to how we do our youth work. It means that we don't put everything on for the young people. It means we expect them to put something on for us. We expect them to be involved in our creativity of our sessions, of getting their input into what we're studying and what we're talking about and the conversations and how we're praying for each other. It's not always being led by one. It's actually looking for the interactions of the family. But the important thing, I think, is for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. And there's a picture of family in itself. Our Father's in heaven and the rest of us are here on earth. But we do his will to show that we're family. And that's why Jesus talks so much about loving each other and loving one another. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul. And love your neighbour as yourself. Because that's what family does. We love. And maybe we've got more interested in being community, in being a gathering of independent individuals focused on one thing, rather than interdependent individuals, committed to each other, committed to helping each other become more like Jesus. That's what I need, and I'm sure that's something that is on your heart too, because we know we can't become like Jesus on our own. We need others around us to inspire us, to keep us going, to challenge us when we're going a bit off-piste, and to pray for each other. So let's this week think, how can we make our youth work more family than community? Go for it.